Hello, my loves. This is Give Them La La with Ran. I'm doing the opening today.
Whoa. Yeah. That is intense. Yeah.
Well, let me just do it one more time. Tell me if it was good.
Okay.
Hello, my
love. Oh, Randall, you're blasting my
turn your headphone down. Keep this. Don't cut it. I want everybody to hear how it really is. Okay. Do not cut this, Stacey. We're on. This is live. But I want to do it one more time and without you interrupting me.
Okay.
Hello, my loves, beautiful people. This is Give Them La La with Ran.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
I was going to say, hello, my little bambinos. I'm feeling very in the spirit of just all things baby. All I do all day long is look at... Okay, so I'm going to be real right now. I, on my Instagram, used to... Like, when you go to the explore page, it was, like, full of useless information about, like, who's breaking up with who just made $100 million off of what. And I was like, you know, I need to change the algorithm. Like, I'm feeling very motherly, and all I want to see on my explore page are puppies and hedgehogs and babies. So you guys, for like 4 hours straight over my birthday weekend, I literally just looked through images of baby hedgehogs, babies, puppies, liked all these images. So now when you go to my explore page on Instagram, that's all you see. I have no idea what's happening on the planet except for what these little puppies have done all day long. It's the best. I feel great about it.
What's a hedgehog?
They're like, they almost look like a baby porcupine.
So it's just one of your little cute pages.
It's so cute.
Because you stalk dogs daily. I know that. Now it's babies.
And you know what? I have come to the realization that my baby will never be as cute as a little baby puppy. It is what it is. I don't think anybody's.
Oh my God.
No, I don't think.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Guess what?
This is.
I'm also going to tell you this.
Oh my God.
Your baby will never be as cute as a little baby puppy.
Okay. I'm going to disagree. I'm going to disagree.
Stacey's laughing.
I'm going to disagree.
It's true.
This is bullshit.
Look up a little baby lab or golden retriever, and you tell me you have seen a baby.
Did you just tell me? I want you to look at me in the face right now and just say that you've just told the world, aka your fans,
yeah,
that our baby will never be as cute.
I'm also telling them that their baby won't be as cute.
Oh my God.
No baby ever will be as cute as a little puppy.
I am pivoting right now to this conversation. And I am leaving it at this. Our baby.
But it will have
our
more
baby,
of my love.
Our baby will be cuter than any damn dog ever on this planet.
Once I see... Look at my mom. Lisa goes... Both of us are dog people.
Okay.
I bet even Lisa Vanderpump would be like, there's no baby cuter than a puppy.
Okay, moving on. I'm done with this conversation. What I do want to talk about... Lala's very dramatic. There was a cord that bothered her, so she flicked it away like she was protecting us from the army coming.
Since I got Prego, I feel like my eyes are sensitive, my hearing is everything's just heightened. So like little buzzing noises, I'm like, what is it? What is that?
Okay. I want to talk about
the light is just too bright.
I want to talk about it from the other side of the coin.
Yeah.
Since you've been pregnant, you have had that, what they call that glow, that happiness. I've seen that. The other side of that glow is the hormones are in overdrive.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, when I say overdrive, I'm being kind.
Yeah.
Why don't you share the level of hormones that you're feeling as a expecting mother? Just how are you different in these 10 weeks? Do you feel, you know, so future mothers and other mothers that have been through this, you know, how are you dealing with the hormones?
Well, I think that this is you asking that, even though it's like something that in this very moment we can be like, your hormones are crazy. I think it's really important for us to talk about the fact that
that's why I brought it up.
My hormones are out of whack, and I would be lying if I said I wake up and I think that life is just awesome and I'm pregnant and I'm going to be a mom.
Right.
I wake up and I'm like, I'm really sad and I feel depressed and I need to talk to somebody. And then I'll go through the day and I kind of start, you know, reminding myself or trying to, like, you're very lucky, you're very blessed. And even though I know these things, hormones are a very tricky thing.
And they're powerful.
Yes.
And I want to add that just because you are healthy, thank God, and you, you know, have a roof over your head and all those things. Hormones are a real thing, and you are going through that. And it's a, and I, being your partner, watched you more so than normal, let's call it, really struggle a little bit with the ups and downs, you know, high, low, high, low. And I just want people to know, and I want you to know, but I tell you this already, is that it's okay and that we're in it together. And, you know, it, this is just how it is. And at the end of the day, it's, I think it's okay to feel the way you're feeling.
Absolutely. And I just feel for anybody who's going through this pregnant. I know that a lot of women suffer from postpartum. I'm in it. So this is like, wow, why am I feeling this way when like I have a life inside of me and this is so awesome? Like, why do I feel upset?
But I don't think,
but I feel for women who, when I hear about these stories now going through it, it can become torturous to be inside of your own mind in those moments when your hormones just really are kicking your ass. So I'm no doctor, but I want people to know if you are going through something like this, to definitely reach out to someone and talk to somebody. I find a lot of comfort in talking to my mom. My doctor also knows that I'm, you know, up and down frequently. I haven't come to the conclusion of I should be back on. It's pretty known that I take anxiety and depression medication. I stopped taking it once I got pregnant because I was so worried. And now that my hormones are out of whack, you know, it's funky. I don't want to be on a prescription right now with this new life inside of me. I'm like, if I can talk through these and you're telling me my hormones are just out of whack and I can get through this, let's stick to that for now.
Well, and I think it's important also the fact you can acknowledge, just take away, you know, just living right now in the moment. And I've been with you a long time now. Your hormones obviously are playing a huge trick on you. They're sending you up. They're sending you down.
Yeah.
I actually equate it, you know, watching you and somebody who loves you so much doesn't want to see, obviously, you know, but it's like a washing machine. It's like you're bouncing, like, you know, you'll get settled for a second, it'll get quiet, and then boom, you know, and it's little things that are sending you, you know, up and down. So at the end of the day, I keep telling you, when I call you, I tell you it's okay and we'll get through it. And, you know, we're going to have some tough days, tougher days. And at the end of the day, though, I always try to remind you that, you know, you're growing a beautiful soul inside you. And in 6 months, we're going to have a baby. So we just got to, you know, hang in there.
Which is so crazy because I think about it and I'm like, when I go to the doctor's office and she has like just walls of newborn babies that she has delivered. And I'm like, oh, this is just the best place ever. But then I'll go home, take a nap and wake up. And I'm like, my freedom's going to be gone soon. It is such like a mind F.
Wait, so
I'm going to try to stop cursing as much because I'm going to be a mom soon.
Okay.
So, don't count on it.
But let me tell you something. What, first of all, I did tell you that when that baby comes, the running out of the house quickly and that's over with. But
I know, but I'm so addicted to things that I love. Like I think about how I was with my dog and it was like we were running together. You know, we were like little soldiers. So that's just going to be me and my boo, my baby.
I love it. I don't think that's going to be an issue. Yeah. I mean, you treat your dog like a child. So this is just a step up. It talks back. That's the only difference.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Like how I said it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next step in our little baby, because we're gonna. I want to start a regular segment on our podcast.
By the way, was that the first thing?
It just got cut off.
Hold on. Now, because I know you're going to bring up the gender reveal. You posted the sonogram picture. Was that the first sonogram picture you've posted?
I think so.
Dude, he's spilling so much tea. I haven't posted not
I know,
one
but
thing.
But I only have 12 followers, so it's kind of like...
It's kind of cute.
Yeah.
I like it.
And you and don't you like that I'm so into it? I mean, that's pretty cool.
Of course I love that part. Like, anyway, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you did. But the thing is, I cut you off for the last 20 episodes, so you have a lot of cutting off to do to make up. I just want to say that you just went to the doctor today. I was on FaceTime with you today. and you gave blood. So this today, I want to do a baby update every episode. So the baby update, I will give it and then you will confirm it.
Okay.
The baby update is, because Lala won't tell you guys this shit, so I'm just going to do it. The baby update is she went to the doctor today. She gave blood, and that is for us to know the gender, correct or incorrect?
That is correct, but more importantly, it's to see if there's Down syndrome and, you know, right. things like that's the most important.
Okay, so share that. Share what you that test was today.
So it's just to check to see that the baby is healthy.
Okay.
You know, there's obviously things you cannot test for if, when it comes out, but we're lucky enough that science has allowed us to know if your child will have Downs or not.
So there's probably like, there's a lot of things they can take out of the equation.
Correct. The gender is the fun aspect of the test.
But it was a serious test, but the gender is the fun part of it.
Yeah. Okay. The gender is the most fun part. Now, the other stuff is kind of, you're a little bit nervous until you...
Now I want to tell our fans something.
Yeah.
So... the next episode, which will be the baby update episode,
the
big baby update episode, will be, at that point, we will know the gender of our child. So when you're sitting here...
Oh my gosh, it's so weird.
So when you're sitting here looking at me, you know, you're going to know for the rest of your life whether or not you'll be raising a son or a daughter. So the episode goes from, as you refer to our child right now as an it.
Yes.
You keep telling
it.
me it. She doesn't let me a squid, a baby gummy bear, whatever it is. Now,
just don't call it him or her. You can call it whatever you want, except him and her.
So the exciting thing is next week you're going to be looking at me saying my daughter or my son.
Oh my gosh, that's heavy. Oh my God, that is a large task to take on, a big responsibility.
Which, from that point, the following episode, we will be updating our listeners on prepping the nursery. Because you can't prep a nursery if it's an it.
Can't
prep a nursery for a gummy bear.
No, you can't. However, I love these stuffed animals, and people have been giving me a lot of them. They're like dogs. Yeah. Do you remember the name, Mom? They're expensive. That's all I know. I looked at it and I was like, person must like me a lot because this stuffed animal was $78.
Who sent you a stuffed animal?
Madison's brother.
Well, that's so nice.
Yeah. But you bought me one at the Las Vegas airport.
Yeah, I know that.
They got me one too. So now I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh,
this
when
is
we were
so cute.
When we were having lunch. When we were having lunch at my favorite
fried chicken place. Yes, that
What's
I have a lot of stuffed animal dogs in the room. Because, you know, it's just fitting.
What's my fried chicken place called in Vegas?
I don't remember.
That's so good.
I have no idea.
Well, let's talk about today's guest, because we will make it all about you for the next 9 months.
I love when it's about me all the time.
It's your podcast. But we will talk about the baby a lot and you being the expecting mother.
Yeah.
Because we will pay homage to you daily.
Okay.
But today we are going to pivot to our guest, which we have the incredible Jackie Cruz.
Obsessed. Obsessed. I became obsessed with her when I saw her on the show, a little show called Orange is the New Black. On Netflix.
Oh my gosh, she's so good.
She's so good.
And not only that, I have to tell you something cool because you're a music aficionado, or I think that's the right word, and you love music. So when Jackie Cruz was in high school, she worked with will.i.am's producers in a girl group called Crush Velvet.
What?
That's Jackie Cruz. She don't fuck around.
No, she's Jackie just
Cruz.
Talented.
Yeah. So I'm excited to have Jackie Cruz. And I know you love Jackie Cruz. So I think we should take a quick commercial break. Come back, and she also just got married, so we have a lot to talk about.
Oh, shoot.
During COVID.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be right back.
We are back, my little bambinos, and we have Miss Jackie Cruz.
What's up, baby? I'm feeling lucky.
Yes, Jackie. First of all, congratulations. You must start out by telling us that you just got married, correct?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And you didn't even...
I love that response. Oh, shit.
Like,
yeah, I did.
Married.
I did do that. Wait, please tell me how this went down.
Yeah. You guys will be the first people that I talked to about it.
Oh, shit.
Damn. Spill all the tea, baby.
Jackie, before you tell us, I have to tell you something. You know, our wedding was supposed to be April 18th, as you probably know. And because of COVID, we pushed it back to September. And then Lala called me up and was like, we cannot do this now. We must do it next year. And boom, we pushed the next year. So I just want to hear your experience. Like, was that the projected real date, or did you have to move it, or did you just improvise?
No. I am like hippie vibes. Like, I was like, you know what? COVID is a good excuse not to invite everybody. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're smart.
No, I'm kidding.
I like it.
I'm kidding. I did get away with it, but no, I just wanted something small. It was going to be like this, no matter about if it was COVID or not. You know what I mean? So like it was sad that I couldn't, you know, invite the people, you know, that are older in my family just to protect them. But other than that, it was just beautiful, immediate family. Fernando Garcia Rosas, my husband.
That is, I can't, you know what sucks,
he's
Jackie?
An artist.
You know what sucks, Jackie? The fact that you could say your man's name like that and Lala's got to go out there and say Randall Emmett. I mean, it's just, I'm changing my name tomorrow.
Yeah, do something. So he's an artist. How did you guys meet?
Oh my goodness. This was like 6 years ago. I was actually walking into a place where I was going to sing at with my guitarist, and Fernando was bartending, and I was like, holy shit, that guy's fucking hot, but he looks like he's 16. Like, what the fuck?
Oh!
And then he started talking to him. Yeah, then he wasn't 16, but then he started talking to me and he was like, hola, mommy, what can I get you? And I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I was like, where are you from? Colombia? Because I just like broke up with a terrible Colombian. I was like, where are you from? Colombia? Because I was, you know, already pissed that he had an accent. But no, he's Mexican. So other than that, like I guess he heard me sing and he was like, you know,
he fell head over heels.
Yeah, totally. And then like we broke up actually last year for like a year and a half. And then he had this dream about me and it came to me through like his brother's like girlfriend. And she's like, you want to hear this? And I'm like, I hate men. I fucking hate them. Oh, I don't want to hear nothing.
Right.
And then I fucking read it and it was like the most beautiful like scenario, and like I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna call him. And then this Christmas or last Christmas we started talking again and he proposed because I was like, yo, I don't want a boyfriend, I don't want no man, like nothing. And I was like, I'm dating a lot of people right now. And he's like, well, let the best man win.
Wow.
He was up for the challenge.
Yeah. I like this guy. Oh yes.
Yeah, he's cool. And then finally, you know, I was like, you know, if you want to marry me, that's a different question, but I don't want a boyfriend. So
that is awesome. She's like, I don't want a man or a boyfriend, but a husband. Now that I will take.
I'm going to just say something right here, Jackie. You're a straight up badass. I mean, that's pretty badass. That's like, I want nothing.
But that's a real man, too, to be like, all right, absolutely, let's do this. Like, because
they already
most
did the dance.
Men, quote unquote,
we
boys.
Did it 4 years, you know?
Damn. I'm so happy for you. So where did you?
Yeah, my mom too. Oh. It's like I have, you know, my family's a matriarch. Like my mom's la jefa, like the boss. And he asked my mom and she said yes. And I said, what the hell did you tell her? He's like, I promised her to love you forever. And I was like, aw. He's a romantico.
I have chills. That is so sweet.
Yeah.
And then where did you guys get married? You said you're a bit of a little hipster. So how did this wedding go down?
Yeah, no, it was in Mexico, and it was like the most, I don't know, it's like our little secret spot that I don't want to like say right now, but I'll tell
you. You don't have to say anything you don't want to say.
But I was just like, I wanted to disappear with my family for like, you know, I wanted to disappear with him, and we disappeared in Mexico for like a month, and then the last week we invited like 12 people. And they came and stayed with us in the villa. And I created the wedding in the month that I was there by just meeting people and saying, hey, you think I could get married here? And they're like, yeah, sure. Like, it was just like that. I hired local people. I just flew out my photographer. And one of my best friends is my makeup artist, Elena. So that was it. And it was beautiful.
You're so cool. Like, that is the coolest thing I've ever heard. I just went
no
to my...
No stress
like,
at all.
No stress at all. And can I tell you, there is no culture that I adore more than Mexican culture. I'm obsessed with it. So I can only imagine the love and the passion and the fun that went down during that time.
A beautiful indigenous ceremony, spiritual. We had, the shaman. She was incredible, and she sang to us. And there was a drummer and someone, I don't know.
Are you at any point going to show videos of this?
Oh yeah.
Okay, because I'm dying to see it. Oh my God!
Yeah, well,
it
you'll get
awesome.
To see it soon because I'm coming to y'all soon. So
yes,
you'll get to see it.
That's right. I'm going to see you. Wait, are you coming? By the way, now we're going to switch gears now into the career.
Hold on. I have to know this. I think we lost. I have one question before, like Randall likes to say, we pivot. Did you guys write your own vows?
Absolutely.
Oh,
it was
it's
funny
so good.
Because the girl was like, from el corazón. And I'm like, nah, girl, I wrote this down. And she's like, no, el corazón. And I was like, no. And then she started singing amor, amor, and I'm like trying to say my vows.
Yeah.
It was like a comedic moment, but yeah, I definitely wrote them and he wrote his and we both cried. It was beautiful. I really recommend that.
I fully agree.
I've already written 80% of mine.
Same.
Yeah. I just like have to polish it up, but I'm like ready to go.
Oh, I'm ready to go too.
I'll do it right now.
Well, I'm so happy for you, Jackie.
Well, I also want you guys to promise me I'll take you to my little hiding spot in Mexico. We go together to celebrate.
Do you promise?
This movie that's going to come out soon.
And by the way, Jackie, I'll provide the jet and you just show us the spot.
Oh, he's we'll so go bougie.
Randall, you know I've never been on a jet, right?
Stop that bullshit, Jackie. Right now, I break you right now. I'm breaking that shit right now. Jackie, I will
need
pick
to
a
break
trip.
It.
I will break that shit right now. Nobody's allowed to get on the mic with me and tell me they are a Virgin private jet person. So
oh
I am.
My God.
Yeah, we are going. So we're going to pick a
all
trip.
Right,
you and your man, me and Lala. We won't go super far because Lala's pregnant, but we'll go somewhere, somewhere far.
Oh my God. Congratulations. I didn't know that.
Thank you, Mama.
Amazing.
Yeah,
yes.
Dude. It's an exciting time.
Yes.
People are getting married and making babies during COVID. There's a little bit of good during this time.
Good coming out of it. And you know what? The world is healthier. I got to be honest with you. Like the corals, everything is like, I don't know. Growing back.
Yeah, thriving.
We need it. You know what we needed, Jack? We need like a reset. We just need a reset. And
I think all of us, because we're always like, what's next? What's next? What's next? Like, we never really appreciated the moment. Like, I've been watching your IGs and you've had beautiful moments with your daughters lately. You know what I mean? Like, you really wouldn't have had that time before.
I appreciate it. And I'm going to tell you something. I've had more quality time with my partner here. I've had more quality time with my children. Lala's always living 10 steps forward and I'm living 30 steps forward. And for the first time, we don't have to live 100,000 steps forward. I mean, we obviously,
right.
We played more pickleball together. We watched more movies and TV shows. I would have never seen the 17,000 episodes of television that Lala and I cuddled and lay in bed and watched if this hadn't happened.
That's true.
Yep.
I love that.
Yeah, we have to find the light in the dark times, I guess,
I'm pivoting to the career right now.
All right.
So, Jackie, I need people to hear, because you are a boss. You're a boss both in acting and in music. Just give me a snapshot. I know you started out in high school with like Will.i.am's producers and had a girl group or a music group.
Yeah.
Tell me how that all started and how you got to where you are. Like, what was your journey, your path?
Oh my God, my journey was crazy. Like I told you, like I came here at 15 from the Dominican Republic.
Wow.
Like I was the only Dominican here, really. Like there was one, and I'll name her Dania Ramirez.
Oh my God.
And I spoke to her. I think I was a coat check girl when she was in Fat Albert or whatever. And I was like, I'm Dominican too. I want to sing and act. And she was like, girl, you can do it. And I fucking will always remember that shit that she like was like, really, really beautiful heart. And she like called me and gave me advice. But yeah, but like, it was hard because I didn't have any friends. I came here like 11th grade. Like, you know, people thought I was cool or whatever because I was like from a different country that they thought was in New York. I'm like, nah, it's not in New York, son. It's like the Caribbean. they're like, oh, they never heard of it, you know.
Right.
Back then, that's what happened, you know. And I guess, you know, I went into this Hamilton High School, which actually I know that one of your other one of my co-stars and another actor in your movie, he also went to that high school and he was popping at that time.
Wait, which one? Which one?
Emil Hirsch.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That is so cool.
We went to like that music academy or whatever. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. And I, you know, he was popping back then, you know, and I was just like, wow, that's so cool. He goes to my high school, but we weren't in classes together. But regardless, like, you know, I was, my mother always was very strict with me. And, you know, I came into this LA scene mad early and, you know, kids were mad independent. You know, they had their own money. And we didn't, you know, I received pesos, not, you know, dollars. So I had like pesos coming from the Dominican Republic. So we had this little studio apartment in Koreatown. And then my mom, you know, moved in her like now husband. And I was just like, mom, I can't, you know, be like a teenage girl in a studio living in the kitchen. So like, I'm moving out. And I met this like girl because I had two jobs. I was like the cashier at Baja Fresh at the Beverly Connection.
Oh, yeah.
And then.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I was the co-check girl in Hollywood and Highland for this club called Level 3 or Club 17. And it was like a 15 and over year old club or whatever.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. And there was like all these Disney kids. So I felt good. I was like, you know, like you working coat check, meeting all these cute little Disney celebrities, Seventh Heaven, you know, whoever, like right. I'm dating myself now. But anywho, long story short is that I met this girl and I moved out. And, you know, I told my mom who changed her life for me, you know, like, I don't like what you tell me to do. So I'm moving. She's like, you want to go, Jackie, go, but don't fucking come back. Sorry, I don't know if I can say that.
You can say whatever you want here.
He was just like, you know, being an adult is not easy. Just don't come back. And I was like, fine, mom, my ride is outside. It was like a Honda Civic. I was mad impressed. And as I didn't have a ride, so I was just like, cool. Long story short is that that fucking ride got me into a major car accident. And like at 16, like I like flew out of the car because I wasn't wearing a seatbelt and I had immediate like brain surgery. And, you know, a coma, I wasn't going to live. And then, like, I randomly lived.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, like, I talk about it in my album. And I have a song called Melly 16 because there was this little girl in a wheelchair who, like, came up to me and was like, you're so pretty when I had, like, a shaved head and, like, pretty much not a face.
Oh.
And that just changed my life. So I dedicated my song to her. And she's in my actual music video, which is called Melly 16.
Wow.
In my album, Kali Chavez. So yeah, so that's really how it all started kind of. And like, I kind of gave up on acting because in Hollywood, you know, they're just used to seeing like maybe the Mexican like look. And they don't really understand that Caribbean, we're just mixed with like Africa and indigenous and,
right.
you know, Spanish. So like we look different and all of us look all different, you know, colors. So they didn't really understand why I had this long curly hair and I could speak fluent Spanish and I didn't look Mexican, you know. So
right.
that's why I gave up on acting.
Wow.
And I focused on music. Yeah, and music brought me to New York.
Okay, so how old were you when you went to New York for music?
So I went to New York for music maybe 23. And I gave up acting and I started at 15. Imagine. And I had my car accident.
What a loss to our community. You know what I mean? You quitting. I mean, I'm saying, I'm serious. You know what
at
I mean?
At that time.
Like
yeah.
at that time, you just get down because of the opportunity you don't feel is there.
Yeah.
You go to New York and then you get into the music scene, right? Which you were already into. But I mean, now what happens in New York? Well, you know what? Let's take a quick break. We're going to come right back in 2 seconds. And I want to hear all this. This is awesome.
We're back with Jackie Cruz. Okay, so you are now 23 at this time, and you're in New York doing music. Now tell me, did people understand more of like, because I know that New York now has a very heavy DR population. Were they more receptive of
oh,
like
no,
where you come from?
It.
They always had New it, York, right?
Yeah, New York, like I was born in Queens. Like New York always has the Dominican, the Puerto Rican, like okay. really heavy. But it was like, the movies are made in California. You know?
Right, so, but you come out to California and you probably felt like there was no place for you. People didn't understand like where you
exactly,
come from.
Because remember that I'm coming from the Dominican Republic. And
right.
When you're this little girl and watch TV, you just think of Hollywood, you know?
Totally.
You don't think of like New York. Which that's why I said I was probably the only Dominican who didn't move to New York and was in California.
Right.
So when you got to New York, did you feel like I'm home? I feel comfortable and content here.
Yeah, because like there was also like a Broadway show called In the Heights, and they were all about like it's a Dominican story.
Do you know that my friend? Like, oh, do you know that my friend Andrea Burns was in the Heights?
Really?
Yes.
Wow, you know?
Oh my God!
My friend Andrea Burns. She was one of my best friends growing up. We went to the New World School of the Arts in Miami together, and she still is a big Broadway person. And the first time I ever heard of Into the Heights was her. And she's her family's his mother's Venezuelan, and the father's just a Jew like me. So there you go.
Well, you know that's what like called me again. Like I love to sing. It's my heart. It's my soul, and that's who I truly am. But I also love to play all these different people because I have, it's an outlet for me. And like, to be honest, like I missed it. And there was this girl that, you know, I was waitressing at Lavo. I opened up Lavo.
Wow.
And Noah Teppenberg is still a really
yeah,
good friend.
Noah's my boy.
Jason Strauss.
Noah,
I always,
Jason.
You know, call them out. Yeah. They're my people. Same. You know, I love them. And you know, Noah always believed in me. He's like, one day, Jackie, I see it. And he always told me that. And, you know, Melissa always, she would actually, his wife would always come to my shows at the bitter end where I sang. And there would be like five people. And one of them was Melissa.
Oh, so my like, God.
Amazing.
Yeah. These are they're my heart. Like they're true people.
I just want to tell you one thing. Noah and Jason and Noah always, just like our buddy David Grutman in Miami, you know, those are just
yeah, me too. That's my
yeah,
hobby.
But I'm saying those are like people. They're like they are on top of the world. And even when I was coming up and didn't have much, and I'm sure you felt the same, they treated me the same as they treat me today as they did 20 yep. something years ago. So
exactly.
I love that.
When I was a waitress for them, you know, like I was his friend first, then I was his waitress, and then, you know, I can't really hang out with them too much because of, you know, work issues. But then, but they were still always respectful. They believed in me. They were, you know, Melissa was my friend. And then now, like, shit, they get me tables. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
right.
They're the best. And, you know, Dave Grutman is the one who gave me my first, well, he recommended me for my first waitressing job in Miami.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing. Dave? And they probably all knew that you were going to be someone great someday. And it feels good when people who see celebrities all the time, and then they look at you and you like, and you know, you haven't quite made it yet. And they're like, you're going to make it one day. You're like, you really think so?
But it shows their character. You know,
yeah. And it right. just makes you believe that you are, you know, so like, that's why I give him so much credit. Literally, he could be busy as hell and he'll always text. So I always got to give a shout out to my people, because let me tell you something. I was working as a waitress season 1, 2, and 3 at Lavo. Before I got fired, but we'll talk about that later. but yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, Orange didn't pay me until later on, until, you know, the show kicked off and they were like, oh, we got something here. And it was a test, you know, the first season was a test and they picked out the people they wanted to write for. But the reason why I got the show was because I missed, you know, acting. And one of the girls had a manager and she was like, see my manager. And the manager's like, cool. And my first audition was for Flaca. And there's also another girl that worked with me that was like this feisty Latina. And I'm gonna call her out, Karina. I love you. And she would get mad crazy. And like, I would imitate her, you know? I was like, don't fuck with my 3 M's. My mama, my man. Wait, she said, my mama, my man, and my money. You fuck with my money tonight, bitch. She would literally talk like that, right?
Oh my God, I love her.
Hilarious. And then she would have a crush on the like manager. And she's like, I saw you talking to my man. I was like, girl, he's just teaching me how to use like micros. And she's like, oh, did he say anything about me? Like, she's fucking nuts. So like when I auditioned for Flaca, it was Karina that I was like embodying.
No, so you were channeling a girl that you knew from like, that's awesome.
Yes. That's my girl, yo. And now she finished high school. You know, she had a tough upbringing, but like she's living her dream right now. And I call her like Flocka's future, you know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, she got out of that world.
Right. I think everyone fell in love with you when you stepped onto Orange is the New Black, because every time you stepped onto the screen, it was like you were just infatuated with what you brought to that character. I'm being dead serious. I remember I first started watching Orange is the New Black when I moved to LA 7 years ago. I don't remember how many seasons y'all had at that time. But I just remember I was like, this show is single-handedly making me feel like I'm going to make shit happen out here. Like, I don't know how, but I'm feeling less depressed.
Yeah, because we see like us kind of like we get to see us on TV, which we don't usually see.
Right. And the backstories of everybody. Like, I think Jenji Cohen is just absolutely fucking brilliant. Yeah. I mean, that had to be just like a surreal moment when they're like, oh, by the way, like we are going to, was it? Or like, did you guys not know that Orange was going to be that big?
No, we like, this is when Netflix was still like mailing you like CDs.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Like my cousin was like, oh, I'm going to have to pay for that shit. Like, is that like web? She's like, is that a web series? Like, I got mad. I got made fun of. Like, seriously.
Wow.
Well, now who's laughing now, right?
Exactly. You tell him, Jackie. I got to tell you, people don't know. Jackie's like a huge deal. Besides being an actress, people know you. But you're a huge deal in music. I've seen you perform at football stadiums like it's nobody's business. Nobody's business.
That shit was scary. You gotta act like it's not, though.
All right, now I just want to tell people that are listening, because people I don't know if they know, but you know, we just, after 6 months of being shut down on my first movie I'm directing, Midnight, which people have heard about, and they've had Emile Hirshon and Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox, Jackie has been part of this cast from the jump. It's just we've been shut down and we actually resume filming now. So Jackie is about to collab with her friend Randall. So there we go.
Oh my gosh.
Woo-hoo!
That's what's up.
Yo, do you know that I've been dreaming about this like the whole 2020?
Oh.
You understand? Like I was supposed to be in Puerto Rico. I was already supposed to be on your jet.
I know.
You know what I mean?
That's true, Jackie. You were already supposed to be on that jet. But you know what? The world came to a halt. And we are now going to try to push it forward again. So anyway,
I'm so excited.
We're ready, Jackie. We're ready for you. Yeah, we're ready for you. And you're going to crush it. I've always known you were going to crush it. And I was lucky to get you. And you were such a mensch in the whole process. So thank you for
sticking with me. When he told me that you took that role, I was like, oh my, I fangirl out, not over very many people, but there are certain people that I just, there's something about them where I'm like,
and you know what, Lala? I do believe you, because when we first met, you were a fucking like gem, like such a sweetheart. Like,
oh, thank
you. I think I gave you my number that night.
We did.
You did.
Yeah. No, you and I hit it off.
We have some, you know, mutual friends in common.
I know.
Yeah. Like I worked at Sir before I moved to like New York.
Wait a second. Stop this conversation.
How the fuck did we not? Yes. She worked at Sir.
Stop this bullshit. Yes. Are you serious?
Guillermo's like, I like raise Lulu. No, I'm kidding.
Lulu's Guillermo, daughter.
Like I used to like Lulu, like her first three words was Mama, Dada, and Jackie. I'm not kidding you. You can ask Guillermo.
Oh my God. Why? Wait. How did we not start this conversation?
I feel like Jackie and I have spoken about this so many times that like I just like didn't even think about it when you told
you left that out, that little detail.
Well, I love that it came organically, because you know.
So wait, who did when you worked at Sir? Who else worked there from the existing cast? Do you remember? Like was Jax there? Tom Sandoval?
No, Jax wasn't there, but I knew about him because we had mutual friends. And he liked Christina.
Christina Kelly?
I know. Christina Kelly was there when I worked there.
Christina
Ulloa?
Christina
Ulloa.
See, we know what's up.
She was like one of my best friends.
So Jackie is like dear friends with this amazing chick named Kelly. Okay. Kelly and I used to hang out every single day because she had a big dog and I had a big dog. So So they would run around in her backyard. And now Kelly lives in Texas, best friends with Danny Shay and Madison, and they all work at the same restaurant.
How small
is this world? I'm just putting that out there. It's crazy.
Oh, by the way, I want to tell you something, Jackie. Just side note, I text Noah, Jason, and Grutman, and I just told them that they have to listen to our podcast. And Grutman and Noah, within 2 seconds, text back, awesome, so nice. See? That's who they are.
She is. Jackie's such a little gem. Because when I first met you, I come off as someone who, like, I pretend like I just have all the confidence in the world. I fake it till I make it, girl. And when I saw you, I was like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with her. Like, just, she just has so much talent. There's not a lot that impresses me, but when you're a talented person, that right there, I'm immediately in awe. And
love,
you are so
you
kind.
You know that my episode is called Fake It and Then Fake It Some More?
That is awesome.
Like, literally, it's what it is. But yo, thank you so much for that love. Like, I really do believe it. And like, you know, I appreciate you and Randall so much, because I watch you guys, and you know, it ain't easy doing everything that you're doing, and now you're pregnant, and like, you know, I see your makeup line, girl. I see you.
You know, we're just That's all so nice. Trying.
I see you.
We're out here trying to make a dollar, baby.
And I'm telling you, if you don't give up, if you just work on your craft and just don't give up and be the best that you, like, for you, I'm not trying to be the army right now, but like, be the best that you know, like, you can be for yourself. Like,
right.
I criticize myself. I have grown so much since season one on Orange. Like, I have blossomed, and I have more to blossom. Like, just don't give up. You know, people are always going to say, she don't sing, she can't act. Well, maybe I can't right now, bitch, but like, watch.
Yes.
Oh,
you
my
know
God, that's
I mean?
Amazing.
Right. I love
agree.
It. Jackie, before we let you go, is there anything that you are working on that you're excited about besides your new marriage, which is like the ultimate thing that you have coming up that you want to tell us about?
Well, I have this franchise like movie that's coming out called Tremors 7.
Oh, shit.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Dude, Tremors.
Well, I filmed it in Thailand like in November of last year, and like, the experience of like touching like elephants and like working like around oh, wow. such beautiful nature was just like worth it. And it was fun. I get to be an action hero.
Wait, Jackie, awesome. How long were you in Thailand?
For a month and 10 days.
That's amazing. That's
okay,
amazing.
Okay, Tremors 7.
Tremors 7. I did a bunch of movies back in the day in Thailand, and it was life changing for me. So I completely relate.
Will you take me there, Rand? When we can.
I'm ready to go. Gas
okay.
it up. Let's go.
I love it. Jackie, you're the shit for coming on our podcast. We love you so bad.
Thank you.
We can't wait to see you.
I will see you tomorrow. Baby.
Yes, I will see you tomorrow, Jackie. 100%.
All right. Thank you guys for inviting me and asking me like all that.
We love you and thank you. And I can't wait to see you tomorrow.
I did a freaking TED talk. Like, thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate you guys.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Much love.
We love you. Thank you, Jackie.
I really love her.
I know you do.
It's so crazy because every time, like, our guests that come on, I feel like we know most of them. And then every time we have them on, I'm like, they're so cool and sweet. Like, they don't have to come. You are such a rookie. I can't even believe it. Like, I'm having a really genuine moment, and your phone.
You know how you used to, can I tell you something? You know how you used to stop that line of mine where I'd say, oh, don't forget about me with Ran?
Yeah.
The rookie move's got to go away.
Well, you would think that you'd stop being one.
I know. Just stop.
You know?
Come up with something
right?
new. Come up with something new.
Stop being a rookie and I'll come up with something
I'm
new.
I'm not a rookie because I am the greatest
talent. We're like 30-something episodes in, bro.
I am the greatest talent booker on the face of podcasts.
All I'm going to say is.
Look, Stacey even knows.
Yeah, that's
Stacey,
true.
Have you ever seen a podcast come out of the gate 30 episodes in with the level of talent I brought? So if I'm a rookie with the damn cell phone, I'm an expert high level on talent booking.
Okay, let the phone ring, baby. You're right. Let her ring, Rocky.
All right, baby, I have to ask you a question. You know what? I want to tell you something, and I'll shut up again because I get excited. You know, I feel like COVID, you know, slowed a lot of friendships down that we have.
Yeah.
And I really miss people like Jackie, and we need to make a little more of an effort to, like, get together with people.
I have learned during COVID that I value the friendships that I have that we pick up where we left off. That we may have not spoken for weeks, maybe a couple months, and it's just like we are right back where we used to be. So I agree with you. And I also think it's important that we acknowledge the fact that our guests do not have to come on our podcast. They do that because they want to, and they are badasses for doing that. So just like our guests, you guys don't have to listen, and you do. And we love you for that. Thank you for coming back every single week to listen to us bum gums. We love you, and we will catch you next Wednesday.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.